Here with Wyatt Thompson, voice of Kansas State athletics, football, basketball, you name it here. And this is your 16th Catbacker tour, and of course the 16th K-State Fry you've been to. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Boy, you said that perfectly, Adam. Good to see you again. You know, it's the years do kind of seem to go by very, very quickly, but I think we've all been so fortunate in the time that I've been at Kansas State. You think about all the things that have happened, and this past year is a perfect example. I mean, we win a bowl game and go to the Elite Eight in men's basketball, which was really unexpected, but a great ride. And we've had so many other things happen, too, that this year that were so good. I mean, the women's track, it doesn't get many headlines, but they're, you know, outdoor champions for a second straight year in the Big 12. So a lot of good things going.
It's kind of interesting. You talk about the football and the basketball. In the middle of their seasons, they weren't going to go very far. Football was probably not going to go to a bowl. Basketball wasn't going to go to NCAAs. And they find a way to end the season on a high note and, you know, kind of going with football. They had a big win at Texas Tech, big win at Oklahoma State, and kind of a miracle again against Iowa State in Manhattan. I'm sure Iowa State doesn't want to play in Manhattan ever again, but just some crazy things. And then dominate UCLA in the Cactus Bowl. And with the changes that you've seen in the offseason, there's a lot of optimism in the football program.
And should be. You know, you think about it this way. Last year, we had three starting quarterbacks for just the second time in the Snyder era. You know, it was tough losing Jesse Ertz. But both Alex and Skyler ended up, you know, doing their part. And we saw that in the bowl game, too. Sky was struggling a little bit. Alex comes in, gets a long touchdown run to take the lead at the end of the first quarter. And K-State dominates in the second half. And, you know, we've got a lot of guys back. And I think that's the excitement, you know, because, you know, from year to year, you do lose some very talented players. And for us, we've got more guys back on offense than defense and some question marks there. It's going to be hard to replace a guy like Will Gary or a guy like DJ Reed, but Bill Snyder, that's what he does. And he just kind of continues to roll along there. But, you know, I guess the moral of this story is that both teams, football and men's basketball, overcame some adversity to put together pretty good years. And to win that Cactus Bowl and get to all the way to Atlanta was pretty neat.
And then the basketball side of things, you know, what a finish. And, you know, I don't know if anybody would have, maybe except the locker room, would have predicted that K-State would go to the Elite Eight and be so close to making the Final Four without their best player in Dean Wade. And it seemed like maybe the middle of the season on, the team just kind of embraced kind of a Doberman mentality, junkyard dog, and they were just scrappier as all get out on defense, and that really carried them a long ways.
Well, it did. I think when you put in combination what you said with the way they defended, with the growth we saw offensively from guys like Dean Wade, who was brilliant during the conference season, and Barry Brown, those were first and second team all Big 12 guys. And K-State finished fourth by themselves in a league where they were picked eighth. So they had to have some guys come through. And I think what I appreciate as much as anything, it wasn't just those two guys. You have Kamau Stokes goes down, and you have Cartier Jada take over. It was terrific. You get into a scenario in the NCAA tournament first game with Creighton. You need somebody to step up because Dean is out. Look what happened. Mike McGurl with 17 points, played the game of his life. So our basketball team is one that if you talk to the players, they'll tell you they're all on the same page. They're all friends. They spend a lot of time together. And I think from that perspective, it's a close group, and I think we saw that on the floor.
You kind of transition into the course of women's basketball, kind of a tough year, but I thought it was big for them to make the NIT and win a couple of games, or the WNIT.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you know, when you think, when you lose somebody like Bree Lewis, who is an NBA player, WNBA player, it is hard, and there's no doubt about it. But I look at it now, and I think they will benefit from last year and making that postseason because of the experience of Kayla Goth playing at the point when she's really a two guard. And Peyton Williams, a young lady who played volleyball and women's basketball at an exceptionally high level. Rachel Ranke is a true freshman, had a superb year. They've got a really good top 40 recruiting class coming in, so I think we're all excited about the future of women's basketball too.
Well, baseball, I know it's been an awful rough season, and you hate to see a guy like Brad Hill go, who's been the face of the program for the last 15 years, and they had a big win over KU, the series win, and then they beat Wichita State just last night. They go 3-1 against the Sunflower State Division I teams. That's big, and for maybe many people that don't know much about Brad Hill, what is Coach Hill like?
Wonderful person. And I will say this. I hate to see him go, and I know he didn't go out the way he wanted to, other than that finish against Kansas and Wichita State, like you say. This was a tough year for him. There's no doubt about that. They're going to finish ninth in the Big 12. But what I would have people reflect on as we try to hire the next coach is that here's what Brad Hill brought us in 15 terrific years. K-State had never been to a regional. He went to four. K-State had never been to a super regional. He went to one. K-State had never won the Big 12. They did so in 2013. You get the point here. Monumental success, really. Again, tough start, probably a tough finish, but that in between, he probably did better than any coach in Kansas State baseball history. I hope he's remembered for that. And I think we have better facilities today, better facilities coming with a project coming in November, and a lot of that because of a lot of great young players and because of Brad Hill.
Well, now, of course, after this week of the Catback Tour, you'll be probably doing some other functions throughout the rest of the late spring, early summer. What are your summer plans before you get ready for the big grind again?
Well, I'll probably take a little bit of time off in July. Part of July is we'll go to the Big 12 Media Days in Dallas. I always look so forward to that because I see all my counterparts, get a chance to see all the coaches in our league, and usually two or three representatives from each particular school. So I really look forward to that. I think in late June I'm going to go to the national event for sportscasters and sports writers in North Carolina. Fortunate to be Sportscaster of the Year in Kansas again for a third time, so I'm really looking forward to that. I've made a lot of friends with those guys over the course of time. So trust me, once the Catbacker Tour is over, that part of it will go quickly, and then the kids report the 1st of August, and here we go again.
It's the cycle that never ends. It's fun, though. Yeah. Joining Wyatt Thompson. Thanks, as always. Enjoy the K-State Fry again.
Thanks so much. Good talking to you.